Okay, I'd like today to try to get a clarkite in the the difficulties that we outlined yesterday. Just to review, our Mishnah tells us a chiddush that shutvim have to build a chatzar b'shutvis, shcheinim have to build a chatzar, a kaisel in the chatzar b'shutvis. And we have two ways of understanding that chiyuv. The pashut way to understand, and we're going now with the mandiyama hezek b'yishmei hezek, as I said yesterday, until the Gemara we're going to talk like the mandiyama hezek b'yishmei hezek. The one way to understand is that you're not allowed to be a mazik, pashut. You're being mazik somebody, and since it is an isser to be mazik someone else, so you build a wall, so you shouldn't be a mazik. And that's, if you learn the Gemara quickly, that's the fush of shat in the Gemara. The second way to learn, which is the way the Rishash understood, is that this is part of takanas hashchenin. It's part of the agreement that rules anytime you have neighbors. If they make up a specific agreement, it's binding. Anytime you have neighbors that didn't make up agreements specifically, so the Medina or the Minhag HaMakom has a certain set of rules that apply to neighbors. If you are a neighbor with somebody, just like in New York City, if you share a driveway with somebody, so part of the written into the deed is the idea of having an easement and a shared driveway. What's an easement? It's a takanas hashcheinim. It's a way shcheinim share a driveway, is that each has rights on the other's half. So this is also a takanas hashcheinim. Like the Rishash said, dum yudav zayin, where you have shcheinim and they're sharing a yard and they all chip in to build a gate or a door to block the Rishas Rabbim from looking in. So the same thing here. It's a takanas hashcheinim. Each one of the two mahalchim had difficulties that we said yesterday. To say it goes to al-dinei hezek, we had two kashas. One kasha is again the Ramban's kasha on Daf Nun Tes, that how could you make me pay for being mazik you? I'll taina, I won't look. And if I don't look, I'm not mazik you. And how can you make me pay? How could you tell me that I'm going to be mazik? I'm telling you, I won't be mazik you. I won't look into your side of the chatzis. That's the Ramban's kasha. The second kasha, which I asked yesterday, is that we pass in like Rabbi Yossi and Daf Chafei, al hanizik maharchik esatzmei. That when I'm going to be mazik you, and I'm doing it just by living in my half of the chatz in a normal way, you're the one who has to protect yourself. The case in the Mishnah, you have a bar, and I plant a tree. The roots of my tree are going to go into your bar and going to ruin your bar. So the Tanakhama holds, I'm not allowed to plant a tree. If you have a bar, I can't plant a tree. My roots are going to go into your bar. And we pass like Reb Yossi, that I'm allowed to plant my tree, and you have to watch out for the roots. Well, I gave you the example yesterday with the branches, the same thing. I'm planting a tree, and the branches are going to go over where you build your sukkah. So, alanizik laharchik asasma, you take care, you cut down the branches. I'm allowed to plant a tree in my backyard. In K, I should be allowed to live in my yard the normal way. It bothers you, my Ria. Alanizik laharchik asasma. These are the two kashas on the first mahalach. There are ways to answer the kashas, but lamaisa, these are reasons that make the second mahalach better, what we call the Rishash's mahalach. What's the problem with the Rishash? Rishash, we also had a problem, that the halacha doesn't fit the Rishash. The halacha is that you pay 50-50 for the wall, regardless of whether you own 3/4 of the chatzar or 1/4 of the chatzar. And all takanas hashcheinim don't work that way. In takanas hashcheinim, if you have to pay for a gate to the street, so whoever owns more pays more. You pay kafi hamamin. All takanas hashcheinim are assessed according to a person's means, according to a person's use of the chatzer. So if I owe 3/4 in a chatzer, you owe 1/4, why do we pay 50-50 according to the Rishash? This was the problem with the Mahalach of the Rishash. Reb Ruvain comes along, and Reb Ruvain is going to find a middle ground to give one hesber that's going to take the best of both pshatim. Let's go into Reb Ruvain the way it says in Reb Ruvain. Reb Ruvain starts with another machlekes rishayim. Yitz Hashem, I hope Sunday we'll make a list of the. I said yesterday there are 6 or 7 machlekes rishayim on the Mishnah. Surely make a list and to have a good setup on something that we're starting a sugya. It has so many parts to it to have a seder. But the Vaila, we're going to learn another machlekes. Rosh brings the following shayla. If one shachin is meichel to the other shachin, the hezekriya, one neighbor tells the other, if you don't want to build a wall, I'm meichel, you don't have to build a wall. If they both agree, then there's no problem. But let's say he was meichel on Sunday, and then on Monday, he wants to retract his mechila. He wants to retract. Now, I told you many times in Cheskos Habatim that halacha allows people to change their mind, even in Dinei Mamonos. If there's no kinyan, if there's nothing that's mechayiv, you're allowed to change your mind. I can tell you, tomorrow I'm going to give you a gift. And tomorrow I could change my mind. I say, I don't want to give you a gift. The only time I can't change my mind is if there was some sort of a chalois kinyan, a kinyan or a mechila, something was chal. If it's chal, it's over. Therefore, when I give you permission to do something, there are two types of permission, a mechila. If you owe me money, and I'm meichel, you owe me money. You owe me $1,000, I say I'm meichel you. If the next day I want to retract, I say I change my mind, I'm not meichel you. What's a din? Too late. Mechila ain't tzarach kinyan. Mechila is a siluk, as we discussed. Once I'm meichel you, the money is yours, you don't owe me money, it's chal. Finished. If you owe me money, mechila is chal. If I tell you, I'm meichel you, crack susi, you could rip my bag at any time you want, I'm not going to charge you for it. If I tell you, I'm meichel you, you could rip my bag at whenever you want. And now I want to change my mind. Next day I say, you know, from now on, I don't want you ripping my bag. I crack susi, I could change my mind. Why? Because when I tell you, I'm meichel you, I give you permission to rip my bag, nothing was chal. Nothing happened. There was no kinyan. Nothing was over. And I'm telling you right now, if you rip my beged, I'm not going to charge you. Tomorrow I could say, I changed my mind. I give you permission to do damage to me. The next day I don't give you permission. If I didn't do a kinyan, I'm allowed to change my mind. The shaila is, when I tell you that I'm meichel, the hezekriya, what happens? So the Rosh says that if I'm meichel the hezekriya, I can't change my mind. Next day, can be chayzer, the mechila is chal. Now, why should that be so? If I'm meichel, why? If I tell you you're going to could be mazik me by ruining my baged, I can change my mind. And if I tell you you're meichel me, I'm like you, you could look into my chatzer. Why can I not change my mind? Zakt Reb Ruvain, this is tali in the two ways to learn hezekriya, what we call the Rishash's pshat and the original pshat. Reb Ruvain doesn't bring a b'shem to Rishash. But he says basically it's tali in this. What is the chiyuv to build a wall? The first way that the chiyuv to build a wall is a chiyuv that you're not allowed to be mazik me. If that's what it is, then if I'm meichel you, I'm saying, you could be mazik me, I'll let you look into my yard. then tomorrow I should be allowed to change my mind. It's the same thing if I tell you, crack sushi. You could be mad at me by ripping my bagging. I let you. So then tomorrow I can change my mind. I don't let you be mad at me anymore. So if you learn the first way, that Hezekiah is pshat, you're not allowed to be mazik me, then a mechila, I should be able to change my mind. If you learn the second way, that the din of Hezekiah is a din of takanas hashcheinim, that shcheinim in a yard have shibudim, one on the other, to charge for building a wall. Then, once I'm mechila you, you have no more shiva to me, I can't change my mind. Because if you learn the second way, the Rishash would say, Al-Tezik, it's the Nizik's job to put up a wall. Al-Mazik, you don't need my Rishas. You're allowed to look, and if it bothers me, I should put up a wall. Just Am-Chayiv Al-Tzma'an, Al-Tatakonas Hashcheinim, which is a Hischaivus of Manin, I owe you to put up a wall. If I owe you and you're Michael, so it's over. I don't owe you anymore. So Zakta Reb Ruvein, that this Rosh, who says Einei Chayzer, that once I'm Michael you, I can't retract, is a raya to the derech of the Rishash, that it's a din of Takanas Hashcheinim. Then the Rosh is understood. Effect Reb Ruvein. So you owe me money. With Shcheinim, you owe me a certain shibud to chip in for a wall. It's a shibud mamin. On a shibud mamin, mechila helps. Once I'm meichel, it's finished. There's no shibud. I'm a salik myself from the shibud mamin.
Why is one shibud?
Well, that's really what the Rishash is saying. It's the same shibud. Let's end up Zayin Amid Beis. We're all neighbors in a chatzar, so we have to chip in to pay for a dallas. So let's say I'm meichel you. You don't have to pay your chelik in the dallas. So now, what's your chelik in the dallas? A chiyuv to me. We're the two people in the. If we both agree not to put up a dallas, we don't have to. I have to put up a dallas because you have a tefiyah on me as one of the shcheinim in the yard not to do. If there's a tefiyah and you're meichel, so it's nimchal. It's a tefiyah smamin and it's nimchal. So Zakra Bruvein. We have another thing that's good according to the Derech of the Rishash, this Rosh, the Reina Chayz. But the Rishash does a shtim with the Halacha. He has three kashes on the Rishash, on what we're calling the Rishash's Derech. One of them is the same kasha from yesterday. The kasha that if it's out Shcheinim, then each person should pay his percentage. By Tekanas Hashcheinim, by Delos, each person pays. If you own three quarters of the chatzah, you pay three quarters. If you own half, you pay half. If you own one quarter, you pay a quarter. So Reb Ruvein is really doing the same thing we did yesterday. He's saying, Avakasha, if you look like the Rishash, it's good. Now that we have now today one more thing that's good with the Rishash. But then he has the Kasha that we had, the Rishash himself asked yesterday, that it doesn't shtim with the Halacha. Because in the Halacha, we find that you pay 50-50, no matter how much you own in the chatzim. So Memela, he has the same kasha that the Rishash had with his own pshat, Reb Ruvein has with his pshat. Reb Ruvein adds two more nekudas that are problems with the Rishash's derech, which are nafkaminis between the two ways to learn. One is if you have a gag, hasamach l'chatzim. I have a roof. I'm talking about a roof that's used. Today most roofs are not used. A roof I have where I use it. I either play ball on the roof or I do work on the roof. I have the tables there and chairs. And my roof overlooks your chatzim. Now here, it's Hezekiah in one direction and not in the other direction. Right? Because from a roof, you could see what's doing in the chatzah. From the chatzah, you can't see what's doing in the roof. So you have to put up a wall at the edge of the roof.
Who pays for that wall? Is it 50-50? Or is it only the person on the roof that pays? So weiter, it's telling you the two ways to learn. Figure it out. The first way to learn is that Hezek Riyah is a chiyav, I shouldn't be mazik you. If it's a chiyav, I shouldn't be mazik you. So then, only the person on the roof has to pay. Because he's the one being mazik. If you learn that it's I shouldn't be mazik you, then the person in the chatzah doesn't have to pay. He's not being mazik. The halacha is that only the Baal Hagag has to pay. Which is again a raya, not like the Rishash. It's a raya, it's atmazik. It's a raya, it's atmazik. It's only the Baal Hagag has to pay. So it's a second raya. The percentages is a raya. The fact that the Baal Hagag has to pay. It brings a third raya, which is really at the end of the Nemukhi Yosef, to the Rush as well. If before they came to the Din Torah, one person was kadam to kanas l'teich shalon. One person already put up a wall on his side of the divide, and even an inferior wall. Who's of adapter? If one was kadam to kanas l'teich shalon, and now they come to Din Torah, so the Nemukhi Yosef says, and we paskin, that the other person is part, that you can't force him to build a new wall. If there's already a Hutzavad after wall, now if originally they came to Din Torah, I can't say I'm going to build Hutzavad after. But if at the time we came, there's already a wall, you can't make me pay. Zakhtar Ruvain, this is a third thing that depends on the Machla, the two ways to learn. If the Vart is, I'm not allowed to be Mazik you, so if there's already a Hutzavad after wall, I'm not being Mazik you. You have no tefiyah. If the word is that it's a din, in this case, in Haskama Sashchenim, Takana Sashchenim, that Shchenim are obligated to each other to chip in for a wall of Kvil, or Gazas, or Kfisim, or Levenim, whatever it is, so then what does it matter if you built the Hutzavad Afna? Lamaisa, you have an obligation to chip in with me for the wall I want to build. So Zephyr Ruvein, again, the Rishash, the Rosh, who says Mechila works, stims better with the Derech of the Rishash. However, the Halacha doesn't fit. We have three cases in Halacha that stim better with the first way to learn, that it's automatic. This is all Simen Aleph, Ois Aleph, in Reb Ruvein. In Ois Gimel, Reb Ruvein answers. And it's a Ga'inus, it's a Knech to answer. What Reb Ruvein does is he takes the good part of the Rishash's way to learn and the good part of the other way to learn, and he puts them together. And listen carefully, it's just one chap, and everything is beautiful. He says, Alt Mazik, you don't have to pay. So I won't look. I can say, I won't look. You can't be Mechayev, you need to pay Alt Mazik. However, there's a Takana Sashchenim. There's a takana by neighbors that neighbors in a chatzar are mechoyiv to be misalik the hezekriya. Not because of dine mazik. As dine mazik, I be potter. I say, I won't look. Al takana sashreinim, when neighbors are neighbors in a chatzar, the takana of neighbors is that even though al pidin you wouldn't be mechoyiv to take away a hezekriya, but Takanas Hashreinim, you're mechoyev to take care of your hezekriya, you shouldn't be mazik the other person. What? You're suggesting a different way. Let me first finish with Ruvein's way. Now listen. So Ruvein says that it's a Takanas Hashreinim that I shouldn't be a mazik. What does he gain with this? He gains that in the origin, in the Makar, it's a Takanas Hashreinim. So, our kashas that we had from yesterday are answered. The kasha that I'll close my eyes, I won't look. And the kasha ala nizik laharchik asatzmai, it's not shver, because you're right. Afmazik, you could say I close my eyes, you could say I'm nizaklach, because that's fine. Here it's a tikkunas hashteinim that you have to build a wall. And the same thing, mechila works. If you michael ain't a chayzer, why? Because it's a tikkunas hashteinim. The whole source, the origins of it are a takana. So these things are all geshmak in the way the hischayvus starts. What is the hischayvus? What do you mechayev to do? You're mechayev to not be a mazik beria. The kodesh hashkeinim is that you can't be mazik someone else beria. Now, if the takada is you can't be mazik beria, so if you have a roof and I have a chater, who has to pay? It's not a takadas hashkeinim that you have to build a wall. It's a takadas hashkeinim that you can't be a mazik beria, which really would be mutter. But shkeinim agree that you can't be a mazik beria. So now, if you're on the roof and I'm in the chatzar, I don't have to pay. So I'm not a mazik with hezek riyah anyway. The whole takadas hashkeinim is that you can't be mazik with hezek riyah. That even though hezek riyah is really potter, but shkeinim have an agreement that they're not mazik with hezek riyah. So it's very good the Baal HaGag has to pay and not the Baal HaChatzar. If before he came to Beis Din, there's already a wall, a foot of a dafna. Now we come to Beis Din. So you don't have to pay. Why? I is the takana. Here it says the takana is that you shouldn't be a mazik behezekriya. And you're not. This foot of a dafna. So you're not a mazik behezekriya. Or why do we split the cost 50-50? If it's tikkunas hashkeinim, all other tikkunas hashkeinim is based on how much a person has in the chatzar. Teretz is, you're right, but it's not a tikkunas hashkeinim to pay. It's a tikkunas hashkeinim not to be a mazik. If it's a tikkunas not to be a mazik, I'm obligated not to be a mazik, and you're obligated not to be a mazik. So we split it 50-50. In the origin, it's a tikkunas. But in the halachis, you're not allowed to be mazikin. Our problem was, what do you mean you're not allowed to be mazikin? This type of hezek is not a, you don't have to pay for. So that, the teretz is, the makar, is a makar of takanas hashcheinim, not to be mazik. It's a very geshmaka way of combining the two. It is a takana, but not a takana to pay. It's a takana that shcheinim are not supposed to be mazik each other. That's this takana, the way that the takana was set up. With this, we gain to understand the Nebuki Yosef as well. We learned yesterday in the Nebuki Yosef. Nebuki Yosef says that if I want to build a junkier wall, you want to build a strong wall, I'll build a junkier wall. Why could you stop me? So Numuki Yosef said, because you could tie a junky wall falls, and when it's going to fall, I don't want to be misatzim bebezdin u'benkach, you'll be mazik me with Hezekiah. Which I told you yesterday is a very shver in Numuki Yosef. I'm telling you, you know why you have to spend more money? Because you spend less money, when the wall falls, I'm going to have to schlep you to Bezdin, you're not going to want to build it. I know you, I'm going to have to schlep you to Bezdin, it's going to take time. And in that time, there'll be Hezekiah. What Shver is, what kind of time is that? What kind of time is that? I'm going to have to schlep you to Beis Din. I could answer, you're not going to have to schlep me to Beis Din. I'll build it happily. You can have a time on me that you don't trust me, and you're going to have to schlep me to Beis Din, and therefore I should have to pay right now. It's a very strange time. We don't usually find such a taina. I can have a tfiya on you on something that's real. I can't have a tfiya on you on something that's imagined. Who says if the wall falls that I'm going to want to build it faster than you? Maybe you want to build it just as fast as me. Maybe you want to build it faster than me. How can I have a taina to you that you haven't after schlep you to Beis Din? It's very sure in the Mukhi Yosef. However, if you learn like Rabbi Ruvein, you're right. Just like Hezek Riya Be'etzem is not a taina. Just that Shcheinim have it set up in a system where you're not allowed to be mazik. The same thing. When partners have a partnership agreement,
They set up a system. The truth is, it always works that way. Every time the partners who are smart who go to a lawyer and set up a partnership agreement the right way, they set up a system that if we have a disagreement, we'll do this and this. They set up an arbiter. They set up some system that if we have a disagreement, what do we do? Even though someone will say, I won't have a disagreement. But we set up a system. So in Tekalas HaShchenim, I could say, part of the Tekalas HaShchenim is that we should build the wall in a way that it won't end up schlepping in Bezdin. You'll taina that you're not going to schlep in Bezdin. But it's not your taina. It's the way Tekalas HaShchenim work. The whole makar of this chiyuv is a takana, that agreements that neighbors have. Neighbors have a good agreement, and the agreement covers all the cases. So it covers shalei itzarach, that's not to mean like the bezin. Even though be'etzem it's not a taina. But it's part of the takana of the shechinim, the agreement of the shechinim. The same thing gets answered, the other part of the Luki Yosef, and this I think says in the Rebbe Reuven. The first Nakuda in the Muki Yosef. He said the numbers of our Mishnah are exact like Tachos V'lo Yosef. Not more and not less. Not like Taisus, who said it could be less. If the minig is less, it's less. Muki Yosef says no. And the Rosh himself also says like Tachos V'lo Yosef. It has to be exactly this. Why exactly this? Well, if it's a Takana, we understand it. A Takana was set up with rules. The Mishnah is teaching us this is the Takanas HaShutfim. This is Chazal set up. If Shutfim have a disagreement, if Shutfim agree, they can do anything. I told you before. If Shutfim agree no wall, they can have no wall. If they agree a gigantic wall, they can have a gigantic wall. But if they disagree, then you go to the Takanas HaShchenim. The Takana of Shchenim is that Shchenim need this size wall, this size wall, this size wall, this size wall. Whatever is the normal brick that's used, this is the size. Takanas work that way. You make a takana, you set up a rule. Minig HaMedina is less. You're right. In Sad Minig HaMedina, if it's less, it should be good. But Lamaisa, that's the way takanas are set up. Shalei Yitzdarach L'Tzatzim Yilai Bidin. We set up these numbers so it should last a long time and they shouldn't have to schlep to Bezdin. What I'm saying is that this Rebbe Reuven is doing for us is saying you can have it both ways. It's out hezik, like the Gemara uses a lashon hezik riyah. It's out hezik, but it's a type of hezik which really min haTorah you don't have to worry about. It's a type of hezik which min haTorah you don't have to worry about. Here it's a takanas hashchenim that this is a hezik that you do have to worry about. But the rules go too with dinei mazik. So the origin, the makar, is takanas hashchenim, and the way it runs is with the rules of Dine Mazik. This is Rav Ruvain's Einfalt to make the rules of the Mishnah fit. And I think if you're aiming on it, it's a very geshmaka mahalach. I'd like just to look at the Ra'ah that I mentioned to you in the Muki Yosef yesterday. I'll tell you what I had shver with the Ra'ah. And this comes up again on Daf Gimel, Daf Zayin, and Daf Yud Gimel. In Muki Yosef, in this parak, is into this Sayin Matanas Yichya business a few times. And it always disturbs me. I believe that I find someone who's masberit. In the meantime, Harazal Moisif Badavarim. It's about a dozen lines into the wide lines. Here, the neighbor wants to build a better wall. Yeah, the minig is kfisim, levainim. I tell you, I'm going to build, on my expense, on my side, a more solid wall. Now, what could be wrong with that? What could be wrong with that? What could you say to stop me? I'm willing to build a better wall on my property, at my expense. I'm going to build a better wall. So listen to what the Ra says, why he could stop him.
If you do that, I won't have permission to lean things on the wall. I may want to lean a ladder on the wall. I may want to lean a beam on the wall. I'd rather split it 50-50 and I'll have permission to use the wall. As opposed to, if it's your wall, I can't lean things on it. Even the other person says, I'll give you permission. You can lean any beam, any... Now, what could be wrong? What could be wrong? He's going to pay for it. He's going to give the karka fit. He's going to give you permission to lean on it. What's the amalei? Ibe mecha lebina. If you want to sell it to me, I don't want to pay. Lebina hashto lemizmin. Vimi matana. Leinichali yisif sayna matana siyichya. I don't want to take gifts. So this sayna matana siyichya bothers me for three reasons. First reason is not so schwer. The first reason that bothers me is, what happens if I bring Eidim that you take matanis all the time? You always take matanis. And just today you're saying Sayna Matanis Yechia. Seems from here, it doesn't matter, you could say Sayna Matanis Yechia. That Nakuda doesn't sound right. It doesn't seem proper that you could tie in a Sayna Matanis Yechia when you're not a Sayna Matanis Yechia. 90% of people are not. 95%, 99% are not Sayna Matanis Yechia people. Why isn't he masking? Must be Taka doesn't want. What other possible reason could it be? I don't know. If I gave you a different reason, I should have said it here. I mean, it's Mukhruf that he needs it seriously. No, he wants to build Kafis in 50-50. And the other person says, I want to build better bricks, I'll do it in my practice. So he's saying it's Mukhruch that he's telling the truth. He's a son of a Thomas. Okay. Ula. Fine. The second problem I have is this doesn't sound like Sayyidina Matanis. You're not doing it to give me a Matana. You're not just to give me any gift. You're doing it because you want a Gevil Begazis wall, whatever reason. Maybe you like fancy things and it's a fancier wall. You're doing it for your good, not for my good. So that's Sayna Matana Siyichya. If you do something for your good and the Mela I have a benefit. So Shlomo HaMelech would tell me Sayna Matana Siyichya? Is that true? I asked somebody, if you have a shared driveway with a neighbor and it snows, your neighbor wants to shovel the driveway. Could you stop him? You'll tie a Sayna Matana Siyichya. I don't want you shoveling for me. You can stop him for doing it. I don't know if Matana applies to work or only to things. I'm not sure. But it applies to work. So if I tell him, I don't want you shoveling the driveway because I don't want to take gifts from you, you could stop somebody from doing that? It doesn't make any sense to me. How can you stop someone? So that's my second problem. And really, that depends on the sugya and daf yud gimel, when it talks about Sayyid Matana Siyichya. But the third difficulty is, okay, let's say Sayyid Matana Siyichya is a good time. It's a correct time. And even when you're doing it for your good, it's a correct time. Why does the Ra'ah need his hope shetel with leaning beams or leaning ladders? The Ra'ah should come right away and say like this. I have to pay half a wall, you have to pay half a wall. You're volunteering to build a whole wall on your side, and I'm going to save half of my money. I don't have to build my half of the wall. Why can't I say on that right away, Sayna Matana Siyichya, I want to pay half of my wall. I don't want an arrangement where you pay for everything. There's a wall going to be between our properties, which we're both going to gain from, because it's going to be made as a kriya. So why didn't the Ra'ah say right away, the Ra'ah holds of Sayna Matana Siyichya. Good. So why did he say right away, I don't want you to pay for the whole wall, I want to pay half, Sayna Matana Siyichya. Why didn't that come up right away? In the original building of the wall. Elamai, we learn a new thing. Maybe, that's in my kasha. Elamai, Sayna Matana Siyichya maybe is only where you give me something. if you potter me from paying, because I have to pay half a wall, and you're going to pay the whole wall, on that there's no sign of matanas yichya. You're just sort of mavriach harim. You're stopping me from having to make a payment. So that'd be pshat. And then we learn a chiddush. Even though sign of matanas yichya, if I go and pay your grocery bill, that's not a matana. I'm just mavriach harim. Doesn't make sense. It's not logical. Whatever reason, sign of matanas yichya, it should apply on the original wall as well. So I don't know, I'm a little stuck with this ra'ah, with the Sayyidina Matanah Siyachi. As I said, we're going to come back to it in Daf Gimel. I'm sure it's a geshmak enough catchy phrase, Sayyidina Matanah Siyachi, that somebody has to be master. So right now I don't have a derech with Sayyidina Matanah Siyachi. And it's Hashem, hopefully we'll get to it yet. On Sunday I wanted to start Taisus Lefikach. There's a Taisus on the